the field. Have you ever thought about life as a missionary, someone working in the field harvesting souls for Christ? Usually that thought takes us to a foreign country, working in the poorest neighborhoods. Most missionaries, as we think of them normally, have to spend considerable time learning the language and culture of the local people and raising money for their support as they prepare to go into a foreign land. They are often very lonely, having left friends and family behind. Do you realize that Father has called us as believers to be workers in His field? All of us have been given a section to work. It's not necessary to travel anywhere to have a mission field. In fact, Jesus instructed the first workers in this way. Don't begin by traveling to some far-off place to convert unbelievers. And don't try to be dramatic by picking some public enemy. Go to the lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. Matthew 10, verses 5 and 6 from the Message. Think about the neighborhood you live in. You may not realize it yet, but Father settled you there with a purpose in mind. You have a message someone needs to hear. Tell them that the kingdom is here. Matthew 10:7. This is not an easy task that Father assigns us. His ways are different from what the world teaches. The world tells us to think about ourselves first, because no one else will. We idolize our children and buck up against anyone who threatens them. Jesus tells us to forget about ourselves. Stand up for me against world opinion, and I'll stand up for you before my Father in heaven. Matthew 10:32. If you prefer father or mother over me, you don't deserve me. If you prefer son or daughter over me, you don't deserve me. If you don't go all the way with me through thick and thin, you don't deserve me. If your first concern is to look after yourself, you'll never find yourself. But if you forget about yourself and look to me, you'll find both yourself and me. Matthew 10:36-39. The Message Bible has a header that reads, "Become what you believe." What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe you can become? Do you feel unqualified and destined to fail? It is not success you are after in such times, but survival. Be survivors. Before you run out of options, the Son of Man will have arrived. Matthew 10, verse 22 and 23. Be courageous and step into your mission field today. Jesus promises to give you the words if you'll listen.